Today, we are talking about 7 ways for you to establish thought leadership without bragging about yourself. Now, you know the people I'm talking about, the people that sit on Periscope, they sit on Facebook Live, every post you see of them is about themselves. It's an image about themselves, a video about themselves, but they mask it under a term called brand storytelling or whatever it may be. So I want to talk to you today about 7 ways that you can establish thought leadership in your industry or niche without coming across as bragging about yourself.
Shame thought leadership.
So, number one is that you establish leadership. Okay, you establish trust by giving, by teaching, by sharing information that helps inspire, empower, and engage your audience. And you're going to do this through things like blogging, video blogging. Maybe you're doing live video on Facebook. You're doing podcasting like this podcast. You are truly putting effort and time into organizing. And I think that the main way to know, everybody gives differently. So I don't want to say that everybody needs to have, you know, it in a box and they need to have a set of tips and strategies and worksheets. You may give differently. Some people teach by telling stories. Some people teach by putting it in a box or people. Some people teach by simplifying, right? I tend to teach and share and give back by simplifying things. I like to put it in a box for you, but that doesn't mean that that's how you're going to do it. So you need to figure out, based upon your skills, upon what your audience needs from you, how can you establish leadership and trust by teaching and sharing information in a way that's going to inspire, empower, educate, and engage your audience. Okay, you need to figure that out. Number two is create a signature pieces of content, such as white papers, as ebooks, as video tutorials. So, create once, use many, right? There's lots of times maybe you're doing speaking or you're doing training. You can take a deck that you delivered as a keynote speech, for example, say it had 7 tips in it. You can turn that into 7 pieces of content for a blog, 7 pieces of content for a podcast, 7 pieces of content for a live video, right? Where you can dig into each one of those tips. So just think, create once, use many, and create signature pieces of content that people will remember you by. It's the know, like, and trust factor. Conduct online and offline events. Okay, great way to establish thought leadership. So you establish thought leadership by having an event, by sharing information, inspiring, empowering, educating, and engaging your audience through an offline event. Maybe you're doing a meetup or you're doing a seminar offline. You're serving and educating people at the Chamber of Commerce in your local area. Or maybe you're doing an online webinar. You could get together with other people in your industry and deliver a webinar that's going to educate the masses.
Just did a webinar with a large online organization that also does mentoring offline for small business.
We grew our email list by 1,400 people with that webcast alone, because those people opted in to be part of our email list. So we had over 3,500 people registered for the webinar. And of those, 1,400 people opted in.
Incredible
statistics on that. Number four is to partner with other brands and leaders in your space. So same thing goes with this. It could be a webinar. It could be a white paper that you co-create together. And this is something I've talked about in past episodes, is co-created content marketing. And you can do this with industry influencers and leaders in your niche. You know, who are people who are already writing content, who are already doing webinars, who are creating those signature pieces of content? You need to identify who those people are, and then you need to partner up with them. You can co-host events. You can co-host an online or offline event, co-create content together.
So for example, we even have a small LED lighting company right now that we are helping, and we're doing co-created content with leaders in their industry, right? And they're already rocking it.
So whether you're big or whether you're small, there are things that you can do that will help you grow your brand, grow your thought leadership, because it's all about the OPC, right? It's all about other people's content and other people's community, because the more you can work together, the stronger we are. We're much more stronger as a team than we are as one.
All right. And
fifth way to establish thought leadership without bragging about yourself is, drumroll, share third-party
content. This stuff isn't new, right?
So sharing third-party content, we used to pay loads of money to companies like Gartner and Forrester to get third-party endorsements and testimonials and all those things. All social media does today is just make it easier for us to do that. We can go find third-party content, right, with a few clicks, knowing the right tools, knowing the right search engines to use and where to find that content. It's pretty easy to find it. So when it comes to third-party content, a lot of what you're doing should be, what you're sharing online should be other people's content. When I first started and ventured on my own as an entrepreneur, almost everything I shared was third-party content.
At least 80% of just third-party content.
Okay. So if you are brand new to the social and digital world and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have a blog yet. I don't have a platform. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to write for my audience yet because I don't really know my audience. You need to just start out by sharing content from other leaders in your industry. Okay. You can become a go-to source of information by just curating awesome content from your industry. Okay. And then only, you know, my true belief is only like 10% to 20% of your content max should be about yourself, particularly when you are first starting out, because you need to earn trust. You need to establish authority. You need to make sure people know that it's not just about you. And over time, that number can increase as you have earned trust, as you have provided value. So now our audience, we have provided so much free content, right, over the past years that now a lot of times like, aren't you going to charge me for that? I feel like I'm ripping you off because you have given me so much free content. They don't mind if we share links to our blog and we share links to our podcast. They will help us promote that now. Now we have become that third party content that people are proud to share. Right. So you start out sharing other people's content. You will then move very soon to where people are going to also want to share yours. And that can happen pretty fast because our goal as social marketers and social marketing for business is to be able to build, I always call it this social train. It's like building a social train that people want to get on, right? How can you build this train? It's going with or without you. And when you start to build this social train that is built on thought leadership and it's built on giving and sharing and inspiring and empowering and educating and engaging people, and it's content that's driving action and results and growth of the human beings in your community, that becomes a train that people want to get on. They're like, where is that train going? I want to be on it. So that's why the power is truly in the OPC. Number six is to take people on your journey. So share the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Take people along with you.
First started out, I was figuring out that ecosystem, and I can remember apologizing in one of my first blog posts for making it so personal because I had come out of this corporate world of corporate speak, right? And I said, you know, I promise we're still going to have some business tips around this place, but I'm going to share our personal journey too. And I truly believe that it was because I was bold enough and open enough and made myself vulnerable in sharing that personal journey that organically attracted people to us. And I still do that today. That's why in the last couple months, you've seen me share some of the transformations we're going through in our business
right
now,
right?
We had major growth at the beginning of the year with our business, and now we're
actually shutting down parts of that business because we got into a path that we did not like anymore. It was a journey that was going in the wrong direction. So I share that so that you can learn from it too.
The old
saying is you should never be looking down on someone unless you're helping them back up. So be careful who you kick when they're down, because as they rise back up, you're going to wish that you were there helping them rise again. So the more that we can help each other in our journeys during the good times and the crazy times and the bad times, the stronger our relationships come, the stronger our businesses become, and the whole journey just becomes more meaningful and impactful. And through that process, you establish thought leadership because you're leading those conversations. You're leading helping people get real with who they are and what their business is and where their business is not and where they're going. And when people get real, right? When they get real on those things, they see you as a leader.
Number seven, last but not least, is
don't be afraid to leverage automation to keep your social media channels pumped with value, right? So in establishing thought leadership using social media, you really need to keep your social channels filled with good content. And depending on the audience that you're targeting, whether that is a global audience, you may need to be automating some tweets that are going out in the middle of the night when you're sleeping. Now, when you're first starting out, I think you should be very careful with this and make sure that you're not over automating. But I want to encourage you not to be afraid to leverage automation.
Don't be afraid to automate, because the truth is you are going to be a better leader in both business and life when you take time to enjoy life.
When you take time to enjoy the why of your life, you're going to establish thought leadership by being able to inspire, empower, educate, engage your audience, right? To activate them. And if you are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you are never taking time for yourself because you're too afraid to automate a few tweets, okay, you are likely hurting your success and establishing yourself as a leader in your industry more than you are helping yourself, because you're not giving your mind time to clear.
Right.
And automation in social media is a way that you can do that. Now, I'm not saying that you need to send automated DMs on Twitter to everybody. I actually do not recommend doing any DMs on Twitter. I think they really turn people off. But you need to look at social media automation in your business and see how can you integrate and leverage some automation, but still make sure that you yourself are human. All right. So there you have it in a nutshell. I hope that these tips have helped you. These are seven real ways that you can establish thought leadership without bragging about yourself.